Hi, everyone, and welcome to the first episode of the Amethyst Beverage F3 Americas Powered by Honda podcast. I'm Mike Knapp, and we have a lot to talk about this week, so we better get started. This past weekend, the series visited Mid-Ohio Sports Car Course for rounds 4 through 6 of the inaugural F3 Americas season. We'll get to the on-track action here in a sec, but first we have to talk about the biggest news of the weekend and what could possibly be the biggest news of the whole entire season. But on Friday morning, SCCA Pro Racing announced that Amethyst Beverage Company will be the presenting sponsor of the F3 Americas Championship Powered by Honda series and will also serve as an associate sponsor to the Formula 4 United States Championship Powered by Honda. Founded by CEO Jeff Flasco, Ron Broussard, and Greg Marty less than a year ago, Amethyst Beverage is the newest specialty health beverage, taking water up to the next level. Amethyst, with its trade secret formula, was designed to rehydrate the body up to 37% faster, and with the addition of 70 ionic minerals, fulvic acid, and a 9.5 alkaline. So this is really good stuff, guys. You know, while Amethyst is a really new company, they have a huge passion for motorsports. Other guys have a really deep background with racing that goes back a couple of decades. So these guys really know the sport, and they have a passion for the sport, and they feel like racing is the best way to reach their customers, and they're prepared to commit a lot of resources to the series, which is, of course, a really good thing. The guys at Amethyst also have a handle on technology. They're really big IT guys, and part of the sponsorship deal includes the development of an app that will give fans access to drivers, results, streaming, virtual reality, which is way cool, and video, on-demand video, just all sorts of stuff that just gives the drivers in the series a lot more exposure. They also had an on-track presence over the weekend. They're an importer and distributor of Rock and Roll Tequila, which was the presenting sponsor of the NASCAR Infinity Race, and Amethyst itself was on the side of Andy Lally's number 90 car for the event. Lally put Amethyst on the point midway through the race, and the 43-year-old from upstate New York then fought back from a disastrous pit stop that cost him two laps to work his way back to the lead lap and finish in 15th place. So Andy drove the heck out of that car, had a little bad luck, but made the most of his day. And so that was a good effort by Lally and the number 90 team. So as you can tell, Amethyst has really jumped into this with both feet. And I sat down with Jeff Flasco for a few minutes over the weekend, and he clued me in on some of the details of the company's involvement in the sport.
F3, and we're an associate for the F4.
Okay.
And what we're doing is, in that sponsorship, we're going to do some test sessions starting in New Jersey, but next year we're going to be providing a full live stream, pre-race, race, and post-race podium interviews and whole thing live streamed on their website.
Okay.
So what it'll be is that they'll get to all the SCCA members will pay a little additional fee, and they will get full access to the live stream.
Okay.
Instead of currently having to wait 3 weeks for a 35 minute, I mean, like a 5 minute highlight, they'll be able to watch the entire race for F3 and F4.
Mm-hmm. So how many SCC members would this possibly reach?
6.6 million. Okay. Right off the bat.
Okay.
So they'll have the access, they'll get a taste of it during our test pieces, letting them know this is all a test area for the first rest of this year, basically, the rest of the season.
Okay.
So there's here, New Jersey, Louisiana, I think they race in New Orleans, I think they have a race at Sonoma. So the rest of the year we're going to be perfecting some things.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be also accepting comments from the people that are actually doing the watching it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're actually, the other thing that we're doing is we're going to do a VR program.
Okay.
Virtual reality. So you'll be able to actually, if you have Oculus goggles or anything like that, you'll be able to actually get in the car with the drivers and go around the track in a virtual reality setup.
Okay.
With the drivers with the Oculus goggles.
Okay. Well, tell me a little bit about, I read up a little bit about the brand and what you guys offer. Tell me just a little bit about more about that.
So we have a couple of different groups within our brand. Amethyst Beverage is our primary water brand. We have the only fulvic acid, 9.5 alkaline, 47 parts per million flavored water on the market.
Okay.
We're currently available online. We have several locations that it's at. We have a current deal that we're finishing up with Walmart. You'll be able to order from Amazon probably within the next 45 days, or you can order directly from our website.
Okay.
But we're expanding heavily into different states and do that. We'll be the official water sponsor here for the upcoming years for the track, so you'll be able to get it here in some other areas in Ohio. And then with the water, we're also a importer of alcohol. So we have some mezcals and some mezcal teas that we import from Mexico. So we're actually the importer and self-distribute. And then we're also a distributor. So like Rock and Roll Tequila, who's the sponsor of the NASCAR race this weekend, that was done through Amethyst Beverage as a distributor. So we distribute them as a master distributor in different states nationwide.
How'd the F3, F4 deal come together?
Well, one of our partners, Greg Marti, who's very involved with the people here in the racing organization, he's been working with them in various locations, trying to talk to them about some stuff. And we've been following one of our drivers next season is Dakota Dickerson.
Okay.
He's known them for a long time and worked it out. And so we've been trying to get this deal done. And we've had to delay some things with some of the programs that are going on. And now we've finally been able to take care of it. We started this back in January with negotiations to figure out what we can do and not do. And now that we got that all under control, we decided to sign the contract for the next 3 years and make this a nice program indefinitely, hopefully.
Yeah, well, what do you hope it develops into?
What we are trying to do, what my plan is, now that Mazda's out of IndyCar and everything else, you got FIA around, we're hoping that this will end up in the long run being the stepping stone for these drivers to get into the upper echelon of IndyCar or Formula One. So we are going to enhance the environment and get people to really understand how the program works from a start to finish area, how they get to this area, how is Zach Veach and all these guys started out and how they get moving at 15, 16 years old to learn how to drive these machines. So we're hoping to, you know, get people to understand who they are so that people can become fans of these guys like at 15 years old and watch them through their entire program.
Well, and that's maybe one little niche that's missing in a lot of the developmental series is just the exposure.
Right.
That you know, and especially to get these young kids in front of the media, get the media savvy, get them social media savvy at a professional level.
Right. And you know, you got to also be very careful on social media. And I don't know, I kind of compare, I do a lot of synergies towards movies and things like that. So if you remember a movie like Bull Durham, you had Kevin Costner working with the guy they called Meet the Pitcher.
Yeah.
And he kind of helped him how to talk to the camera and everything else. So that when he did get into the big leagues and he had his first interview, he basically said exactly what he was taught from Kevin Costner in the movie.
Right.
So these guys getting in the big leagues and everything else, they need to understand how, you know, you present yourself, how your demeanor is and, you know, your how you react to certain questions and things like that, so you don't get in trouble. Same thing with social media. You'll see all these people put things on social media and they'll go, oh shoot, I should never have said that. And it comes back to haunt them because it goes out to 50 million people and they're like going, I can't retract.
Right.
Then you're doing the apologies and this, and it's like, we want to refrain from that. You know, we have my background actually with the streaming era thing, I have a 37-year IT background.
Okay.
So I do infrastructures for people in the media entertainment industry. See, you know, for movies, you know, Legendary Films and all these guys are producing big pictures. I do the internet. I do all the production from the back end from the hardware point of view. So with the infrastructure.
Absolutely. Well, that's what I was going to say from the social media standpoint is that a lot of these kids don't realize that when you're sending something to your friends, I mean, as tech savvy as kids are, sometimes they don't realize when they're sending something to their friends, the possibility is out there for millions of other people to eventually see it.
Exactly. And then we let them know at every, and our thing is all about activation. So everything we do and what they're going to be doing moving forward is going to have an activation realm to it. Okay. So no matter what you post, you need to let people know where they can find you. You know, no matter what you do, make sure they have an idea where they can find you. If you post something, make sure they can find you. This is going to be your stepping stone to get to where you want to be. Not that SCCA is a low-level group, but F3 and F4 is the training ground for a lot of these guys.
Right.
I mean, and they're coming over, they're going through training, they're learning how to drive, and their goal is, I'm sure if you're driving these kind of cars, either to drive Monaco or they want to drive the Indy 500. And I've told Dakota, I said, my goal is to get you at the Indy 500 at some point. I want you to be my driver that goes to Indy 500 that basically shows people, you started here, I took you here, and because you've done the things right and everything else, you're now in the Indy 500.
Right, and that's that doing things, and it's almost like kids who want to go to certain schools or anything like that, doing things the right way starts, you know, like if you want to go to a certain college, you know, say you want to go to Harvard, that journey starts the first day of your freshman year. And it's sort of a similar type of situation
exactly.
Here is that your first day in a race car is your first day towards going to, you know, the Indy 500.
Exactly. And that's F1. That's why we did Amethyst Beverage and Amethyst Mobile, which is the internet side of our company, and not the alcohol sponsors that we have, because you can't, most of these kids are under 21.
Right.
And if we can't obstruct the FIA and do all that kind of stuff, we need to show them that the beverage company's there, and it's a hydration water, so it's going to help these guys hydrate a lot faster.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got things that are good for them, for their vision and everything else, or their just overall ability to get things done.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, so we feel that, you know, it's the right product, the right thing, right color scheme as well, and it's so new that we're in it early enough to where we can help them get it to the next level.
Mm-hmm. And then also, you're not only sponsor of the Xfinity race, you had a driver this weekend.
Yes,
that
we do.
You jumped in with. How excited are you to see a road course ace like Andy Lally carrying your colors around?
It's actually very exciting. It's Andy Lally's been a friend of the company's for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I followed Andy from his early years of driving, and my partner Greg, who's good friends with him, they have a skateboarding history and everything else. And
mm-hmm.
You know, you can't ask for a better road course driver than Andy Lally. And
yeah,
this happened literally as we were driving to the track. We put this deal together with him, so
okay.
It's worked out great. And as you saw in this last practice session, second fastest driver on the course. So, you know, all the stars are lining up, so who knows what could happen.
Now, if you caught it in the interview, Jeff also mentioned that Amethyst will begin a partnership with current Formula 4 points leader Dakota Dickerson. The 21-year-old from Southern California made the jump from karts to open-wheel racing in 2015 and has seen a lot of success over the last couple of seasons, especially in the F4 series. Last year, Dickerson finished third in the F4 point standings, despite competing in only 11 of the 20 races. While he has only one win this year, that coming at Mid-Ohio back in June, he's finished outside the top five just once in 12 races and has a commanding 26-point lead over Benjamin Pedersen with just 5 races to go in the season. I spoke to Dakota at Mid-Ohio, where we talked about the F4 season, his partnership with Amethyst, and the opportunity to make the jump to F3 next season.
Not racing this weekend, but when that F3 series reconvenes here a little bit in the future, you might be looking to be in a car. Kind of tell me about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, right now we're pursuing a full championship in F4. We're leading that championship, so we're hoping to continue that progress and get the scholarship to do F3 next year. But it'd be great to get some seat time in the F3 car this year, and with the support of Amethyst Beverage coming on board, I think there'll be more opportunities for teams and drivers to get their feet wet with the F3 Americas Championship. So obviously we'd like to go do some testing and hopefully get in a couple of races this year.
And yeah, you have a little bit of a partnership with Amethyst as well. How did that come out?
Yeah, so I actually knew Greg, Marty, and Jeff Velasco starting at the end of last year after the COTA race. So they reached out. We're both San Diego boys, so it was kind of the SoCal communal thing. And so I've been in touch with them, and obviously they've been working very hard on their end to get the Amethyst Beverage Company very successful. And it looks like they're at the point now where they're in major growth stages, and it's awesome that they've come on board as a title sponsor for F3 Americas and associate sponsor for F4 United States Championship. So I've just been keeping in touch, and they've been super supportive of me and my career, and hopefully we can take that to the next level and get them some branding and sponsorship on my car for F4 and F3 next year.
And you know, having them come into the series is huge, especially when you look at what's going on, you know, on the road to Indy ladder with Mazda pulling out or anything. This is a really good opportunity for F3 and F4 to establish themselves as a really big national racing series, and they're coming on board. Sponsorship is only going to help.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the SCCA Pro Racing has done a fantastic job with the F4 United States Championship in the first couple weekends of F3 Americas, but definitely having like a title sponsor such as Amethyst Beverage coming on board just elevates that to a whole new level. The amount of resources that can be spent on improving everything, it's just something that I think almost every series needs. And the fact that Amethyst has chosen F4 United States Championship and F3 is just a huge testament to the fact that, you know, SCCA, Honda, Onroad have put together such a great package to allow us drivers to showcase what we can do.
And as you said, you are the current F4 points leader. Only one win, but you're just piling up the points. Just tell me about how your season's going so far.
Yeah, it's been going well. Like you said, we've gotten one win actually here at Mid-Ohio a few weeks ago. We've been super consistent, been inside the top five in the points, or top five finishing positions in all but one race. And that consistency has really helped elevate us to where we are in the championship right now. We have two more weekends, five races, which wrap up at COTA with F1 at the end of the year. So we're going to try and grab a few more wins, extend the points lead, and hopefully we can have a smooth COTA where we can maybe dip our toes in the F3 championship as well.
So, you know, and you're a guy, you've had experience in F4, USF 2000. You know, you're really experienced at this level. Is that something that is your one of your advantages in F4, that you've done this a lot and you know how to keep the mistakes down and how to qualify well and manage the car? Is that what you're using to your advantage?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the experience is a big thing. You know, we started running USF 2000 in 2016 through the Mazda scholarship, and then again did USF 2000 for a partial season last year, as well as a partial pursuit for the F4 United States Championship last year. And then this year, obviously, we're pursuing that. So I think minimizing the mistakes, like you said, taking calculated risks, all of those things have been keeping us in the points championship. And while we've only had, you know, one win, I think the experience to be able to run up front consistently is what's allowing us to be leading the championship.
And if you look at this series and, you know, finishing the season at COTA along with the F1 weekend, how cool is that?
Oh, it's awesome. I mean, having 250,000 fans there is so cool. And, you know, we watch all the F1 guys on TV. They're down in the pit lane, so we can see them as we're driving by, all the pit boxes and everything. So be able to share the track on the same weekend as those guys is like a dream come true. And obviously we'd love to be on track at the same time as them, but I think, you know, F4 and F3 providing this opportunity to be running the same weekend as them, interacting with all the fans and everything, is just really an awesome experience for everybody.
All right, so it's finally time to talk about the on-track action in Mid-Ohio. Once again, it was Kyle Kirkwood at the front of the field and everyone else spending the rest of the weekend trying to catch up. For the second straight weekend, the 19-year-old from Jupiter, Florida swept all three races on the schedule and made it 6-for-6 at the top of the podium. Add in the 9 straight races he won while wrapping up the USF 2000 championship, and Kirkwood has won the last 15 races in which he's run. Let's say that again. He's won 15 races in a row. And actually, on the 2018 season, he has 16 wins, a second, and a fifth-place finish. He also has, as I mentioned, the USF 2000 title, and will probably, if things continue the way they're going, will run away with the F3 America's Championship as well. So needless to say, he's on quite a roll. So here's what Kirkwood himself had to say about the run that he's on right now.
All right, here wrapping it up at Mid-Ohio with quite possibly the hottest driver on the planet, Kyle Kirkwood, reigning F4 champion, reigning USF 2000 champion,
yeah,
and now 6-for-6 in the two F3 weekends.
Yeah.
Just, wow, tell me about what the last couple years have been like for you and your racing.
It's been a whirlwind, that's for sure. We started off last year. Everything's kind of been last minute for me. You know, last year it was last minute joining the Caves with F4, and we were able to take that championship 4 races from the end, and we did the same thing again in USF this year. Like, the deal with Cape Motorsports came together within a week and a half of the first series test, and we were able to walk away with that, really, with 10 wins, 9 in a row, and I couldn't be happier with that. Then we jump into this thing again, last minute. We got the cars less than a week before the first event, or the day before the first series test, and we were able to put this thing on rails with Able Motorsports and take off with it. Now we're 6-for-6 wins now, sitting here in Mid-Ohio, and hopefully we can keep doing the same the rest of the year.
Confidence is so important to a race car driver. You have to be probably at about the highest level of your career right now.
Yeah, you know, it's definitely been a confidence boost the past few years, and this is also another one. So, but you got to stay humble always, and just be thankful for the team, because it's not only me doing everything. It's a team also. We have to work together very hard to get where we're at, and we're just going to keep that same mentality and keep working hard to keep progressing.
And you said the Able deal came about at the last minute, but how did that all get started?
Well, it got started. Actually, a pretty long time ago, with after winning the F4 championship, we're talking about getting into the F3 car, which was a goal of mine after last year. And nobody had cars, and Able was the only one that had a car. They were a great team. And I think the goal was last year is I was going to run with Kate, but they had a car. Great people here. Bill's an awesome. His son, Jacob, I've known for a while. Ian, Larry, Mike, they're all great engineers, great mechanics. So it was kind of a no-brainer to jump into their car.
How do you keep stuff like this going? You know, when you're on a roll like this, how do you keep it going?
It's like you said, we can't relax. We're just going to keep having to work hard at it. We're just going to find little things. From here till New Jersey, we're just going to keep finding little things with the car, try and make it better. We've progressed every single session on track, so just keep that same effort up and never slack is kind of our goal now, and that's what we're going to have to do, especially if I want to keep moving up in this world of racing.
Yeah, have you started thinking about 2019 at all? Or?
Yeah, you know, I've got a Mazda scholarship to do Pro Mazda next year, so that's definitely on my mind to do that with again with Cape Motorsports. And from there on, I'm just kind of waiting to see what my options are. It's still working everything out. And like I said, a lot of things have come up last minute that have been awesome deals. So it's I'm not too pushy to just jump at the first option. So we're waiting, and I guess I'll get back to you whenever I've got a better idea of where I'm going to be in the next couple of years.
Running through the rest of the field this weekend, here's how things shaped up. Benjamin Pedersen, in his first weekend of competition in the F3 Americas Series, picked up 2 seconds and a third, while Baltazar Leguizamón finished third in the first two races at Mid-Ohio, then celebrated his 18th birthday Saturday by moving up a step on the podium to cap his weekend with a runner-up finish. So after six races, the point standings look this way. Kirkwood, with his six wins, leads the way with a perfect score of 150 points. Leguizamón, behind 4 second place and 2 third place finishes, is second with 102. J.P. Southern Jr., who is racing just down Interstate 71 from his home in Cleveland, is third with 54 points, while Pedersen picked up 51 points in his maiden ride in the F3 car. Peter Portante, who did not compete at Mid-Ohio, rounds out the standings in fifth place with 12 points. With two race weekends under its belt, what do the drivers think of the new F3 Americas car? It's certainly a different animal than its F4 counterpart. First, the turbocharged Honda engine in the F3 car turns out close to 100 more horsepower. The car has a longer wheelbase, wider tires, and a lot more downforce. And of course, we can't forget about the cockpit halo that first made its debut in Formula 1 at the beginning of the season. Baltazar Leguizamón has driven both cars, and we spoke about his weekend at Mid-Ohio and about what he thinks about the new machine.
So here wrapping up the F3 weekend with Baltazar Leguizamón. The Argentinian had three podium finishes this weekend. And how'd everything go for you?
Well, very well with the team. Worked very well. Yesterday in the first two races was a little bit more complicated for me. We didn't have a good start, qualifying second, and then just trying to keep it up was very hard, and we had two podiums, finishing third, and today was a lot better. We changed the clutch for the start and was completely different. I had a very good start, almost jumping into the second place. I passed John Paul in the next lap, and then we just started having very good times. I think was one of my best this weekend. And yeah, we found something better in the setup that was better for today. Mm-hmm. We still got to keep working and kept the P1 pace. So overall was a very nice weekend.
Now you've driven both the F4 and the F3 car. What are the differences between the two?
Well, there's a big power difference. We have the turbo in the F3 and more horsepower that you can feel it when you start pushing. A lot more downforce. The car is a lot more heavier also with the new halo, and that really, you know, it doesn't seem to be there, but it's very nice, I think, for the security of the driver also. And the big difference, I would say, is the power. And the corner speed will be a lot quicker, and the bigger tires, you can feel it when you put the power down the grip, and then it feels very good.
Is it just more is it a more fun car to drive?
Well, I would say yes. The F4 was very nice also. Every car got their things, I think, but every time I think you jump in a faster car, I think it's a the thing is getting better every time. So yeah, I think it was a better step for me.
And you mentioned the Halo that's new to FIA. F1 rolled it out this year, and now it's on the F3 card. Did it take that long to get used to, or was it a pretty quick transition to have that bar in front of your face?
Just the first time I jumped in the car, I was even no noticing the Halo at all. And once you are just driving, you can see. Like, I never thought the Halo was there. I just couldn't see. It feels like an antenna maybe in front, but that's it. It's maybe what I don't like it is that it's too heavy maybe for the car, and it's the same for everybody. I mean, it's a thing that helps a lot for the driver's security, and I'm agree with that. And if the FIA is agree with that, I think that every driver should be, and because it's the future and it's how it is.
Thanks for that, Balta, and I hope you had a happy 18th birthday. That about does it for this week, race fans. Next up for the Amethyst F3 America Series powered by Honda is a 3-race date with New Jersey Motorsports Park, September 14th through the 16th. I'm Mike Knapp from Turn 2 Strategies, and we'll talk to you next time.